Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, this is Sandy Brewer, Dr. Sandy Brewer, and welcome to our show. We are so excited that you're here with us today, and we're so excited to be here with you today. We're on live Thursday, every day, every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the fabulous stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com. While you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. It's a good thing. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it's all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. However, before we go to questions, before we go to calls, we have such a treat for you. The brilliant and fabulous actor Eden Scher will be joining us in a few moments, and time permitting, our mics will be open later in the show as we get to the heart of what matters in your life. So give me a call, 800-930-2819, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. I always have to not tumble over those words. And Eden's going to tell us all about words today, so you really are going to want to stay tuned. And furthermore, because life is really about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller and has won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. And it's our thank you to you for giving us a call today, 800-930-2819. With me on air, as always, is my partner in all things wonderful, the extraordinary, John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hey, Sandy. It's great to be here today. It's a wonderful day.
It's really great to be back after our little hiatus, so, and to be back on air live. Do you know what today is?
Thursday.
Okay. Besides Thursday.
It's not the right answer.
It's the right answer, well, but there's more.
It's a Sandy Brewer Show Day.
Well, that's really, how does it get any better than that for us to be able to do that? But you know that today is also the summer solstice. If you're in the East Coast, doesn't happen till early in the morning, but we're on the West Coast, so it happens a little after 10 tonight. And you know the thing about the summer solstice, it being the longest day of the year, it gives us a chance to do different things, to have be inspired in different ways. But one of the things as I thought about it was to really take note and consciously, it's the day with the so much light, to bring the light into our hearts, to bring the light into our lives, and to come from that place in everything that we do. So for all of you who are joining us today, if today is a good day, we want to just support that light in you right now. If you're having a rough day, we want to uplift you and give you just a little bit more light and a little bit more encouragement for the promise that you are and all the things that can come forward. So happy Summer solstice, babe.
Summer solstice day. I like it.
I like it too. And our special treat. We have the most extraordinary woman with us. We're so excited. She is a gifted woman. She's a lovely woman, by the way. And she's a gifted actor, Eden Scher. Eden co-stars in the ABC comedy hit The Middle, which airs at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. It was just last week when Eden won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series.
I was so excited for her when that happened. That was marvelous.
I was so excited, too. We were out of town, and we were doing everything that we could to try to stream it online. We weren't able to do that, but we did get the information. Eden is wonderful in it. If you haven't seen it, please tune it in. And she is returning. The Middle is returning this fall. So not too shabby.
For their fifth season, right?
The other thing about our wonderful Eden is she's this total dynamo of creativity that just doesn't stop. And she has created this new website, which she's launched. It's terrific. It's interactive. It's called The Emotionary. It's all about how to use our words in new and creative ways and create the words along the way. So, you're going to love The Emotionary. You're going to love Eden. Hi, Eden. I already love you. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I was just listening to all that, like almost about to burst into tears. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you are here with us today, honey. And, you know, one of the things, everything I said about you is true, that you are so beautiful, not only in your talent, but in who you are as a person. And so I was excited to have you on today, because every time we can share that kind of authenticity with each other and with our listeners, it just encourages us all to go forward. The thing that I know, Eden, if I have my data right, is that you started acting at the age of 8. Is that right?
Yes. You know, this is, just for the record, you have to stop saying all of these beautiful things about me, because this is a radio show, Sandy. I have to talk. I have to use my words. And if I'm crying on the other end, I won't be able to communicate anything.
We'll let you do both. We'll make room for both. when you started, because you are such a we'll pretend I didn't say this next thing, okay, really good actor. So because you're, just pretend you didn't hear that, honey. So because you are so good, and you were 8 years old, before you started acting, I really in my heart believe you were born clutching a tiny little script in your tiny little hand. Yeah. You know, so I want to know, what took you 8 years, babe?
I know. You know, I think I was actually, before I think it was second grade, I was painfully shy. Mm-hmm. I was very open with my family, but I was just silent around other people. And I'm not sure. I think I was a little bit afraid if I let my true self out, that I would just be, I would crumble. People obviously wouldn't respond well to it, and then of course I, from shame, I would just crumble and die.
I hear you.
So when I was 8, my mom forced me to. There was a class. I want to say like sing along thing, like at the, you know, at the winter, mm-hmm. like at the end of winter break or to begin winter break, each in my elementary school, each class sang a song, and it was very simple. There was no real skill involved. And there was no real attention being paid to the individual. It was just like a class performance. Just sang one song. We got up, sang for 3 minutes, and got off. And each grade did it, and it was great. And I threw a temper tantrum. I wouldn't do it. I refused. I was like, I'm not going on stage. I can't do that. My mom tried to calm me down and told me it's okay. It's not that it's not that big of a deal. How do you tell a temper tantruming 7-year old that it's just not that big of a deal?
As a woman, when you look back at that point at 7 and the temper tantrum, what do you think was going on?
What a good question. I don't know. I thought that everyone was going to be staring at me. Everyone was staring at me and laughing at me.
So it was fear, yeah. Right?
It was so much fear. So much fear.
Exactly.
And it just turned into anger. And I guess that makes sense.
It does.
Right?
Because one of the ways we as human beings cover fear is anger. It's a common thing. And especially when you grew up and you were shy, and then suddenly there's an exposure that everything inside of you, part of you wants, but a whole bunch of you is terrified of the effect of the exposure, like the criticism and the being put down and all the things that actually you're able to put into this new project we're going to talk about a little later in the show called The Emotionary. But all of those compressed feelings took you into that place of a little girl who was just scared to death and had no way to express it.
Yes. But the beauty of it all was that at the end of the day, I calmed down and my mom, I think she made, you know, the homeopathic remedy, the 5-flower formula?
Oh, good. Okay.
She like dropped a little bit on my tongue. She was like, you can calm down. Eventually, I calmed down and then I was like, okay, I can do this. And she told me, she made a deal with me. She said, you go on stage this once, you made a commitment to your class. I will not let you bail on this commitment. That is not what we do. And she made me go on and she said, if you go on stage this one time, you sing this song, you do it, you can even lip sync. You just have to go on there and be a part of your class. You will never have to go on stage ever again. I will make sure that you do not perform in the class performances from this year on. Like, you can never, ever. And I went up and I didn't die. I didn't crumble. And I realized it was like, I don't think I saw it then as a revelatory moment, but I look, hindsight being 2020, it was like, boom, 180, it clicked. I was like, wait, this is a safe place that I can be this way. And people are not only going to not scold me for it, they're going to give me praise for it because this is something I can do.
And that is fabulous.
Yeah.
And one of the key words that you said, because we had identified that was fear, but then the word safe so resonated with me that when you found a safe place, then that could let all of this wonderful stuff that was in you start to come out. Yeah. I think that's a great, great story and a traumatic but good is a beginning with a really solid ending. Good for you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're going to take just a real brief break. I can talk. It wasn't you that wasn't going to be able to talk, honey. So we're going to take a really brief break, and we're coming right back. You're going to want to stay with us. We have so much more with the amazing Eden Cher.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individual's setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to SandyBrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at SandyBrewer.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. We are genuinely happy that you've joined us today, and we're equally genuinely happy that we have Eden Scher with us as our guest today. And during the break, we were talking for a few minutes, and I was reiterating to Eden that I felt one of the big keys for her to be able to connect with that creative energy and have a place to put it was that she, on that first little event on stage that had initially scared her so much, she ended up feeling some safety. And Eden, then you started talking about something that I'd like to share with everybody about sometimes we're little, sometimes we're older when we feel like we've got this connection inside, but that yes. Getting it from inside or even unconscious to conscious and then being able to express it, that's not always abracadabra.
No. And people, I just find that people always say the same thing, that it was, I was born with it. I couldn't help it. I had no choice. It was just in me. But people don't talk about the process of it coming to light within themselves and being okay with it and knowing what to do with it. Because that's the thing. It's not obvious. That a lot of things aren't obvious to little kids, but especially having just, you know, a copious amount of emotion, and you don't really know what creativity is. You don't really know what that means. You just feel it. And so it is absolutely, most people learn very quickly that the world is not a safe place for emotion. It is not a safe place to be wild and free and like let yourself do all the things that your brain is telling you to do. And so, it can be a tumultuous process learning what that safety is. And so I think it's important to talk about how it happened.
How we really get it out. Yeah. And that's really important. And the idea that emotion, and especially a lot of emotion, is not overly safe in our world, in our culture. And then learning to understand, to ultimately own something that all of us have to learn, is that however it is we do it, if we have high emotion, if we have lower emotion, if we have high passion, if we express our passion more subtly, that being different is not a bad thing, but I know no child. After all of these years of life and counseling, I've never encountered a child who thought being different was a good thing. So being different initially scares us and sometimes continues to scare people all through their lives. Now, you've managed to make that change. So I want to know from you, because you've had this whole you're young. I didn't even ask permission to say what your age is.
Oh, please do. I don't care. I have no shame.
She's a beautiful 21-year-old woman. So you're a young woman, but you're a very mature woman and able woman. But at 21, the idea of being able to own individuality, that difference equals individuality, and you've been a very successful woman, especially for your age. You've been extremely successful growing up in an industry that actually isn't known for not getting a little bit narcissistic. You know, it invites a little bit of self-indulgence. So
I think crazy, crazy neuroses and just awful, awful feelings.
Exactly. It really does. And yet you don't have, I know you, Eden's a friend of mine, so you do not have a peel me a grape bone in your body, honey. How did you handle that? Because you're around a lot of people. I'm not trying to put down the industry, but it's hardly a secret that there's a lot of narcissism that goes on and a lot of arrogance and self-importance that goes on. And there are also a lot of people who don't get into that, but a lot of people who do. So you're around a healthy mix or unhealthy mix of both. How have you been able to not get caught up in that?
Well, it's sort of I want to say it's a bad answer, but it's not. It's what I have realized is that my sort of fundamental self-loathing has, like, you know, affected me in obviously negative ways, but it has also, it's just given me such a level head, because every time, it's like now in my, you know, at the ripe old age of 21, mm-hmm. I can accept the praise that other people give me, or I've become mm-hmm. better at accepting the praise and sort of understanding my own talent and then creativity. But all through just growing up, it creates narcissism when people start to believe all of the things that people say about them. And sometimes it is true, but a lot of it is just blowing smoke up people's butts. And so when you start to, and when you like seek, I never sought validation from that sort of outside world.
That's the key. We are not what we do. So it neither validates nor invalidates us. But then this place where people, whether they're just blowing smoke or trying to get next to somebody who has some fame, that's tricky, or they're just being genuine to not take it on. I remember when I first started speaking many, many, many years ago, and when I was finished speaking, people would line up to, you know, want to have a word or something, and they would be gushing in a kind way all kinds of things, and in my head I just converted to that all they're saying is thank you, and so my job is to say thank you back. You know, because they're just saying, thank you. You helped me feel good for a minute. And I'm saying, thank you. Your acknowledgement, I appreciate. So when I was able to convert it that way, then I couldn't get into, look at me, look at me, look at me, you know. So
there has not been one conversation I have had with you, and we have had quite a few, that I have not had some sort of mind-blowing, revelatory moment. That is brilliant and so true. That is the way I'm going to accept compliments from now on.
Beautiful.
Oh my God. Because I feel like in the past this like sort of self-loathing or not believing compliments has protected me from not getting mm-hmm. a big head. And now I've you know, like conquered that a little. It's like now it's protected me, and now that I've conquered it and know that I am not a terrible person, it's good. I have found a balance, but I still have, you know, a hard time accepting praise. Like how I was telling you I couldn't talk if you kept telling me all these good things. But you're right. Just thank you. It's so simple.
It is really simple. It was, you know, just something that I was given because for me, and I think for you in your own way from a different angle, but in my field, what I had watched was a lot of people, as they gained a little bit more fame or notoriety, what they did is they really did become inflated with their own ego, even though they still on stage would speak the humble words and whatever. You get them off stage and you go, how soon can I get out of here? Do you know? And so in your industry, you'll have people who do the same thing, but the way that you can always not let it go to your head is that thing that just came to me that I was given. The people, there were so many people who were sincere, who are sincere, and they're saying thank you. I can say thank you back.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. Thank you for pointing, by the way, speaking of thank yous, honey, thank you for pointing that out to me. I'm glad that it was a service to you too.
Yes. Yeah. everything you say is a service to me.
John, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm reminded of a phrase that you have said before, and that is, a wise man is swayed by neither praise nor blame.
Right.
So we have the ability and the capacity to stand on our own feet in recognition of the beautiful person that we are, regardless of what anybody says or does. That's our birthright. That's where we come from.
That's like, when people.
Go ahead, babe.
That's why I don't read any sort of message boards. I don't read even like reviews of my own work because even when it is, I don't want to read bad reviews. I don't want to read people nagging me. But I don't even want to read the good reviews. People send me like, oh my God, did you see what this person said about you? There's so much praise. And it's not because I don't want to hear the praise about myself. It's that I don't want to have someone else's thoughts about my work, the work that I, just of my own opinion, I'm proud of. I don't want that person's opinion to sway my opinion of myself in any way, in positive or negative.
That's really true, and when you say thank you, because that has been my experience too, you are in genuine appreciation, but you don't drink it in. You know, I have a memory that's almost verbatim, and when people give me extensive compliments, I remember that they did that with gratitude, but I don't remember the words. And speaking of words, we have to take a little break, but y'all stay with us because Eden's coming right back, and so am I. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network
you can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you lighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you...
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Welcome back. We have the fabulous Eden Scher as our guest today, and we are really, really delighted about that. When we go to What Doesn't Kill You Make Us a Stronger, Eden, it's like one of the things we touched on just a little bit earlier in the program and talked about between ourselves on the break was that place of being different, that being different has been taught in so long as being a negative, and yet it's the freedom ride. It's the pathway to getting to be wholly and authentically and truly who and how we are, and embracing that with love and with kindness and with delight that you get to be you, I get to be me. This is a good thing, even if we are a little bit different. And you started this, launched this amazing website, which I think has like just a world of potential and growth in it. It's called The Emotionary. And it's like what to do when the words we have are not good enough, are not strong enough, are not expressive enough for the feelings that we have.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Before we go into you explaining what it's about, I'd like to give two examples that caught my attention. So when our listeners or anyone goes to The Emotionary website, it's interactive. I love that. Y'all are going to love that. And there were two examples that just to give you a hint about what it's about. And one of the words that's in this new expanded verbalization is, correct me if I mispronounce them, my dear.
I will. Don't worry.
Conflightant. And the definition of conflightant is it's a combination of confused and enlightened. It's an adjective that means the dumbfounded, revelatory feeling that permeates your soul when you question life and all that is real. Conflightant. Yeah. I love that. And then there's another one that made me laugh out loud, Eden, and it's epiphanies. Epiphany, yeah. And it's called From Epiphany and Mayonnaise. And it's a noun, and the definition is the moment one realizes aioli and mayonnaise are exactly the same thing. So I love that.
May I mention something here?
Yes, sure.
If you don't mind me interrupting. One of the things, as a man growing up, I know it's so difficult for men not only experience emotions, but then also to talk about them. And one of the words that I loved was this condition that sometimes men obviously get into, and that's called discommunication. which is the inability to articulate a feeling through words. I love that.
Well, then, I'll have to do a t-shirt on that one, honey. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, it's funny. My own discommunication is what sort of, that was the inception of this whole project.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more how you got into it.
Well, I know we talked a little bit about having a lot of emotions as a kid and not feeling mm-hmm. safe there. And so it was this weird cycle of I was frightened of my own emotion, but then I became not addicted to feeling them, but I wanted to explore them. I wanted to feel them more and more as I got older. But then it became this word phobia, this like fear that I wouldn't be able to communicate myself and nobody would understand me. And even if they did understand me, I don't think anyone would understand the feeling that I am actually feeling. Maybe I would be able to sort of articulate with the words that existed, but nobody would be able to feel me, and like nobody could understand me, and therefore I'm alone in the world and everything is bad. Mm-hmm. And I just realized this sort of all of these feelings that I was feeling that I always compartmentalized into this bad part of myself that was different, that was, you know, I was just bad. It was wrong. It was wrong to feel those things. It's just not true. The more I grew up, I realized everyone is feeling these things. And if they're not feeling this exact thing, they're feeling something else that makes them feel crazy. And so I started compulsively trying to define in words all of my, like, the nuances, the specificity mm-hmm. of my emotional spectrum. And I figured I'm crazy, I think that I'm crazy. Other people, just through my own life experience, I know other people think that they're crazy. Why don't we just all be crazy together? Why don't we bond over these quote-unquote crazy feelings and make light of it, make fun of these emotions so we can just feel them without incessant interrogation from our rational brain?
I love that because it's really true. It's that place that says, I can't be uniquely different, and if I just fly free as me, then there's going to be something awkwardly wrong with me. And it really is all of this that you're doing with this website, the Emotionary, all of this that you're doing with it is really giving people the opportunity, and yourself and everybody who's interactive with it, the opportunity to get more at ease with how they feel. And if we can become more at ease with how we feel, the next step then is to find ways that work for us, not for somebody else, but that work for us so that we express those feelings in healthy ways. But if we're so bottled up and can't be heard anyplace, we never get to the next step. So having an action that we can take that is not aggressive, that is not harmful, that is not hurtful to us or anybody else, to be able to find voice. Because without voice, voice empowers. Voice is connected in the body to the fifth chakra right in the neck, and it is that place where we have personal expression. And when that is completely stymied, that's as far as we go in the schoolyard, do you know? Because we just get stuck there. We'll collapse backwards into fear, backwards into anger, backwards into suppression and self-judgment. So you being this creative little dynamo that you are, coming up with a thing that says, you know, I can't stand not being able to voice. I need to go forward and figure it out. And then you combine that creativity that you are, that ever since I think that 7-8-year-old experience that you became safer with, and certainly safe now with, that you just went on to launch the next thing. That is a beautiful story.
Thank you. I feeling alone in the world is the worst. Feeling in the world is the
worst. It's the abyss.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure you have another word for that now, or you will by the morning.
Exactly. Oh, I will by tomorrow. I will.
Exactly.
That's the beauty, but also
I want a copy of it. So.
Oh, you're going to get the first signed copy of the book that I released.
Good.
I don't know what I was just going to say about. I had a thought. You know, this is a word. Oh, it was just. First of all, there should be a word for losing track of your own sentence mid-sentence.
Exactly. But, I could use that. Well,
yeah. but because it's also an ever-growing inventory, and because it's personalized, it is. I am like putting my own. I am being brutally honest with my most what I consider just negative, horrible feelings. My intention is to provide a platform for other people. It's totally fine if they are not feeling the feelings that I am feeling, but at least they can look at it and go, oh, that's something crazy. I can't believe she said that on the internet out loud. Wait, maybe it's okay for me to say this other thing that I have been feeling. And then it becomes just a personal, it becomes no longer about my feelings and my, you know, creative art project. It becomes about you. It becomes about you and you feeling your feelings, and if you want to submit them to me, and if you want to put them on the internet, you also want to be open with them, go for it. I want that to be your platform.
I love that. You want to stay tuned because we have to take a little break, but we're coming right back. We have so much more on the Emotionary and the amazing Eden Share. You're listening to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Welcome back. We've been having just the best conversation this afternoon with actor extraordinaire Eden Scher. And we've been talking about, in the last segment and a little bit in this segment, her extraordinary, truly, new website that she's launched called The Emotionary. Eden, before we go any further, I want to make sure that everybody gets how they can connect to that website.
Yes, it is. Yes, the most important thing, the actual website.
Exactly.
It's www, it's on the World Wide Web, the Emotionary, emotionary.com.
Beautiful. www.the-emotionary.com. If you forget that for any reason, if you're driving and can't write it down, you can just go to the Sandy Brewer Show or sandybrewer.com.
And on our,
which one, John?
Excuse me, sandybrewershow.com. There'll be a tab there for links, and you'll find one there for Eden. And it has not only her website, but also the other items that she has. I'll be doggone if I can remember what the heck it is. But
what we know for sure is they're all good.
They're all there.
So either go straight to the emotionary.com or go to our website. We'll get you there. You've been, tell me on the Emotionary, on this creating this fabulous new expression for feelings and feeling, really giving the message. The bottom line message is that you are one, you created it for yourself, but also for others, so that people would have the freedom to express their way and to really get into, it's not right or wrong. It's just, let's come up with that freedom to be who we are and express that, and from that place we join hands. That's a great thing. Yes. Do you have a favorite one or two of Emotionary words?
It's hard for me to pick a favorite, but just listening to you say that, I just wanted to say one that felt pertinent, which was a verb. It's to self-agorize. Self-agorize. It's to categorize ourselves. So it is to compartmentalize our person into good or bad.
Well, that's a great word. Say the word to me again.
Self-agorize.
Because what I love about that is because what we do is we are so inclined to compartmentalize, and that segregates us instead of integrates us. And so when we take a look at that and go, oh, that's another way. I'm not resistant to what I really love about this is people can look at these new words, this expanded way of expressing, and not have old associative patterns that say, okay, if I compartmentalize, if they've had, let's pretend they've had therapy. If they've had therapy and have heard the word compartmentalize, they may have very well heard it in a negative context, like, oh, that means something that was wrong with me. I have all these little lines and boxes and something's wrong with me. But then when there's a new language that we're using with it, our brain doesn't cross-reference with a negative, but just with, hey, here's a thing that happens, and we're free to make a choice about how we want to handle it. So
exactly,
it's one of the great, great services the Emotionary does for all of us.
Yes, thank you. I agree. That's what I tried to make a point to. It's one of the categories is annoying stuff people do, and it's making fun of it. But the whole point is that all of these things, it's like I have people have tendencies to, once you become aware of something, it's like, oh, I compartmentalize myself. That's bad. And then you are, it's like, it gets very meta. It's like, then you are making something bad. You're putting pressure on yourself to not do the thing that you are doing because of the thing.
Exactly what she said.
If we just embrace it, like, oh, it's neither good nor bad. It's just a verb.
How do we want
to, with the word done?
How do we want to express it? So it's so so perfect that you created this. You know, also, we have a mutual friend that introduced us, and she's in the middle of something that we're both really, 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 really supportive of. Her name is Kit Rich. Exactly. Kit Rich, who has been selected as one of five finalists out of thousands considered for Women's Health Magazine's first ever The Next Fitness Star competition. We love Kit. Kit is an amazing woman. What do you want to say about Kit, honey?
Oh, I have too many things to say about Kit. All I will say here is that this is a competition about, you know, it's a competition about being fit, and it can just be about one thing. It can be about physical exercise and knowing how to exercise the best. But Kit is just so much more than that. Her strength comes from comes from within, and she just impresses that upon everyone she trains, everyone she just comes into interaction with as a human. And that's what fitness, if you really think about the definition of the word, feeling just in all, in mental and physical, feeling good and feeling empowered, having strength, having physical, you know, muscle strength, and having strength within ourselves. And she encourages that. She fosters that in every relationship she has. And she truly is a fitness star. And I am not going to, obviously, I don't know these other women. I am sure they are wonderful people. I can tell you, just because I am psychic in that way, they are just not as strong as Kit. And Kit deserves this so much.
She really does. Kit is the real deal, and Kit is all about empowering women and supporting women in being healthy, but also especially not fitting into some arbitrary form, being healthy in their skin and being empowered in their skin. And we want to make sure, before we run out of time, that we tell people that how they can vote for Kit, because this is a little bit like maybe American Idol, only much better because Kit's in it. And what they can do is they can go to the website, and it's www.thenextfitnessstar.com. And it's all one word, of course, www.thenextfitnessstar.com. Click on Kit Rich, and you have voted for her. And guess what? After you vote for her today, you can vote for her again tomorrow. When you go to that website, you can see a little video about her. You can see how real she is and beautiful she is. But just as Eden said, beautiful to the core. We also will have that linked on our website. So don't, if you forget it, come to our website. We'll get it fixed. And we are out of time. I'm so sorry. I could talk for another hour with you, my sweet.
I just want to say that it's also on my Twitter also. Sorry, if you don't know it's on Sandy's, and it's on, if you go to my Twitter, I just tweeted about it.
Perfect. So follow us, follow Eden. We're going to get you there, and you get to vote for her. Eden, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a wonderful, wonderful hour.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you so much, Sandy.
I love you too, baby.
We love you too, Eden. And thank you all for joining us today. And a special thanks for being on our show to the fantastic Eden Scher, star of ABC's The Middle and innovator of the Emotionary. To get more information about it, you can visit our website at sandybrewershow.com. And in the meantime, make an appointment with yourself to join us next week with our special guest, celebrity trainer and writer Kit Rich, who will be talking about women's empowerment, how to feel comfortable in your own skin. We always welcome your calls and emails and invite you to join in the conversation where Sandy gets to the heart of matters in your life. Our phone lines are always open and no subject is off limits. So we invite you to turn on, tune in, to listen and call in with your questions or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. The show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and Stereo 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. Thank you all for joining us today. Thank you, Brian, for being a great engineer. And may you all have a fantastic week. Because life goes on. You keep carrying that anger.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.